This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We cover all kinds of topics on this program: political office holders, business leaders, events happening in the community. One of the things in the summertime is getting to talk to some of the national musicians that are coming through the various venues in the area, and we get to do that again today. Chris O'Leary joining us. He's up in the Tacoma area today, and he's playing at Riverbend Live with his band tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Winston's Riverbend Park. Chris, thanks for being on.
Hey, Kyle. How you doing?
Doing good. You were down here last year. A lot of people liked your show and got the opportunity to get you back here this year. Talk about how old you were when you knew you wanted to play music.
I grew up in a musical household. My mom and dad listened to everything from opera to Springsteen to the bands to blues and jazz. So pretty early on, I was singing. Once I got into high school, I was in the band and all that. The seminal moment is when I was about 10 or 11. I was in my room listening to Kiss and Love Gun, I believe. And my father came in and said, in no uncertain terms, turn that off. And he threw a record album on my bed, and it was Muddy Waters' Heart Again. And that's the album that did it for me. I heard James Cotton play the harmonica, and I was pretty much done. It was that quick. That was the record that changed it. Absolutely. And the beauty of it is Cotton became my mentor, and I got to be really good friends with Bob Margolin, who plays on the record. So things very often come full circle.
Wow. It's ironic that you mentioned Kiss. I was going through my album collection the other day, which is in a storage unit, and I've got about 400 or 500 albums. One of those, which I pulled up, was, I don't remember which one, was a Kiss album as well that I know I've had for years. I don't remember listening to it a lot, but that was... That was a big deal, but I also remember that my parents didn't respond all that well to it either.
No. And Dad was pretty open about some things, but he just, pushed me in the right direction.
Wow. So
nothing against kids, but...
Yeah. So how long have you done music full time? I mean, has that pretty much been your life work?
No. After high school, I joined the Marine Corps and spent 7 years in the grunts. And went to Iraq, and after that, I was done. I was done. So I came out, and I went to school in Hudson Valley in New York, which was right across the river from Woodstock, and started playing music as I was going to school. And then Levon Helm from the band heard our stuff, and he invited us to be the house band at his club in New Orleans. So I picked up everything and moved to New Orleans, and then we became Levon's band for about 7 years. Me and his daughter Amy sang, and we didn't do any band classics, The Weight or the Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. We did R&B and blues. That's what we did. Levon's voice had been silenced by cancer. So then my voice started having problems, and I had to quit, and I became a police officer in New York. Which wasn't, it was an awful job. It was awful. So the first chance I got, life took over. So I was out of the game for 7 years. And then I called Bob Margolin and called some friends, and I put together a record, which was really well received. And next thing you know, I'm basically doing two lives. I'm touring half the year, and all my time off, I'm on tour supporting these records that I'm making. And then I said, I can do this full time. I can do this and still support my family. So that's what I'm going to do. I haven't looked back.
Wow.
Unfortunately, the year I said that was the year the pandemic hit.
Oh.
It all turned out for the best, because I sat around and wrote songs and sent them off to Alligator Records, which is the number one blues label in the world for the past 50 years. And it, you know, I got signed because I had a lot of material. So all worked out for the best.
Wow, that's quite a ride to go from military service in Iraq, more education, being a police officer, having to take that seven-year break. Now, did you have to do anything medically to deal with the voice issues?
I didn't have insurance. I was a college student, and then I was a full-time musician. We didn't have any insurance, so I didn't want to get the surgery. There was no guarantees on that surgery anyhow. So what I did was I stopped. And I stopped singing altogether. I got out of the scene completely. And then once I worked my way back in, I got a vocal coach, and I'm a lot better about prepping for a gig and warming up and doing the things I should have been doing back when I was a kid. Picking my keys much better, you know, because my range is not what it used to be. But still, you get by. When I got those nodes, it was like somebody pulled the rug out from underneath me, because I was playing with like my idol, you know, and then all of a sudden I couldn't. It was a little heartbreaking, but hey, you tread on.
Wow, Chris O'Leary is on with us. We're going to listen to one of his songs right now, "Lost My Mind." We'll continue our conversation. Keep your radio right here.
You call me lazy, said I'm acting crazy. Well, you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm sorry, baby. Once it's lost, it's hard to find. I've been searching high, I've been searching low, but I swear I lost my mind. Yes, I went to the doctor, send you the bill. He looked at my chest, said you're a mess, and he filled me up with pills. Don't worry, baby, there's no easy fix this time. There ain't no surgical procedure for a fool that's lost his mind. She said, boy, you don't look the same. You've been walking around here crazy, and that damn girl is to blame. Can't you see, babe? It's like you did it by design. Next stop is the rubber room, because I swear I lost my mind. I lost my mind. To the side and it slapped me upside the head. Come back home, leave them girls alone, or you're gonna wind up dead. I'm a mess, I must confess, and I ain't right in the head. But that woman kills me, I don't mind dying, just like Willie Mayfair said. I'm worried, babe. With a little luck, I'll be just fine.
It is Chris O'Leary on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Going to be at Riverbend Live tomorrow night. He's on the phone with us from Tacoma this afternoon, getting ready for coming down here tomorrow. What's the last few years like to be out and being able to travel around, maybe open for other people, play on stage with other people? It sounds like you've really got an uptick in the last few years.
We have. It's been fantastic. Alligator Records has been a real turning point for us. You know, it's nice being on. I was on smaller labels before, and you know, smaller indie blues labels, and having Alligator, just their whole team behind you. You know, with their goal is your success. So it's really nice having that support. So I've never had it before. So the past couple of years have been nice. You know, we're doing a lot of traveling. We spent 3 weeks in Europe. It's been a whirlwind, a lot of dates, but it's been good.
Now, you were at Riverbend Live last year. You ended up there on one of the hottest days of the year. I think it was 105.
It was hotter than Hades. Yeah, it was hot.
Well, and you may have caught the forecast. It's going to be pushing 100 tomorrow. So I guess when Chris O'Leary comes to Douglas County, it's literally going to be a hot show.
Is it really going to be 100 degrees tomorrow?
Darned close.
Yeah, it was hot because there was a minimal shade out right out in front. So the people, like, all they went to wherever they could find shade, you know. It was bizarre, but the people that came, they were like super responsive. So we had a blast, and the production and the sound and the support. Ellen, the people there were so nice to us. I just couldn't wait to come back. Denny, I think it was Denny that did sound. Really, really nice people.
Well,
we had a whole lot of fun.
Well, you're gonna do it again tomorrow night, and in spite of the weather, I saw that coming this week, and I just cracked up because what's the irony of that? But that is the way it is sometimes in the Umpqua Valley this time of year. Being out on the road for so long, talk about the tough parts of doing that.
The toughest part is my family back home. You know, because they're, you know, I have a 10-year-old son, and when I'm gone for 2 or 3 weeks, I miss a lot, you know. So I'm trying to roll it back a little bit, where I can work smarter, not necessarily harder, you know, just so I don't miss so much of, you know, important moments like, you know, first day of school and stuff like that. I don't want to miss that. You know, I have a great support team. My wife and my stepkids, they do great. But, you know, he needs his dad there. That's by far the hardest part. Other than that, I'm living the life that I chose. You know, I'm doing exactly what I'm meant to do and what I want to do and making a living at it. So I've got no complaints, none.
And you've got the advantage now versus artists going back a decade or two, at least, of having the technology. I mean, you can jump on Zoom or whatever platform you want to use and actually see your son, for instance, talk to him face to face, even though it's thousands of miles away.
We FaceTime twice a day, you know. So once when he gets up, especially during the school year, and once before he goes to bed. When I was in Europe the first time, years ago, I didn't, you know, my ex-wife was home, and she, you know, we have basically a couple phone conversations a day, and that's it. There was no FaceTime or anything like that. This is so much better. It really is. You can connect. When you're looking at somebody, there's a connection there that's not there when you're just talking on the phone every day to them, you know. So it's definitely a plus.
Is there any difference for you playing these summertime outdoor shows versus the rest of the year when you're just doing indoor venues?
Yeah, it's better. I'm not gonna lie, it's better. It's usually the crowd's better. The people, sometimes when you play a bar, you know, your background music, you know, even still, I play saloons and taverns and bars, you know, where your background music, you know, but at venues like this, where people, they come out for the sole purpose of hearing you play, you know, and when it's a beautiful venue and it's a beautiful day, it's win-win for everybody. You know, I love playing to big crowds. I love it.
What can people expect when they come out to Riverbend Live tomorrow night?
A lot of energy. I'm bringing five pieces in, and everybody in this band holds their weight. So it's a lot of energy. You know, we put on a good show. We do. I've picked the right people. The thing is with the band, it's just as important that you're. It's not only the time on stage. It's the time off stage in the van, because you're around these people. They're like your family. So if things aren't working in the van, they're not going to work on stage. And this particular band, this group of people is my favorite group of people that I've ever played with. So I think it shows in our show.
All right. Chris O'Leary tomorrow night, Riverbend Live. We're going to go out with one of his songs. But Chris, we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow night again at 7 o'clock at Winston's Riverbend Park. Chris, thanks for being on the radio with us.
Thanks, Kyle. Hopefully I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. You will indeed. Here he is again on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Jack Lynch on that guitar. I try melatonin, Ambien, trying to walk a black. About every single thing gonna help me hit the sack. I'm so frustrated, wanna scream and shout. I let the heavyweight champ come and knock my ass out. I'm so tired, swear I can't stand straight.
It is Chris O'Leary. He'll be at Riverbend Live tomorrow night, Winston's Riverbend Park at 7 o'clock. It's a bonus show. It was added on after the season originally was finalized, but Chris O'Leary tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Winston's Riverbend Park, 1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.